America, Phil Hendry.
You know, I've been avoiding, and we will continue to avoid any, reporting on the bomb in Boston, because I'm not going to be sitting here sounding like a rank amateur, like every other talk show host, discussing what's right, what's wrong. One of the things that I do know about, I don't know anything about police work because I'm not a police officer. I can certainly comment on, as a citizen, I can say, well, you know, have we caught the culprit yet? You know, who, you know, what's going on? But as a guy who's been in the media for a long time, I know, I've watched a lot of sloppy work. And I'm telling you that as soon as I saw all of these reports about, well, we have a photograph here and here's the bag. And I was having a hard time processing all of this supposed information being, oh, magically captured on photographs and magically captured on videotape, and look what this is and look what that is. Oh, and they have a picture here, the picture there. Now, as you may have heard, the Daily News of New York is now being accused of having doctored its front page photo from the events of Monday in Boston. The New York Post on Tuesday was derided for apparent inaccuracies in its reporting on the bombing at the Boston Marathon. Now its rival tabloid, the Daily News, is facing criticism over apparent photo touch-ups. On yesterday's cover wrap, the news ran a photo taken by John Thamaki of the Boston Globe showing an injured woman lying in a pool of blood while being tended to by a civilian. In what was one of many widely circulated images capturing the moments after explosives were detonated near the finish line of the marathon on Monday afternoon, killing at least three and wounding more than 170 in a likely terrorist attack, which police are still scrambling to scare up leads. But the version published by the news seemed to erase a gory wound to the woman's leg that was visible in other publications that used the photo. On Tuesday evening, a link to the blog post exposing the manipulation began circulating among news journalists, some of whom were none too pleased about the situation. Multiple newsroom sources have told this news service, the Capital News Service, used by Yahoo. If you can't stomach the gore, don't run the photo, period, wrote Charles Apple, the author of the blog post and an editor at the Orange County Register of Santa Ana, California. He also noted that Newark's Star Ledger ran the same photo on page one exactly as it had been taken by the Globe. In deciding to run the photo, the news was confronted with the same conundrum facing all news outlets covering the Boston tragedy, or any violent story for that matter, whether or not certain images are simply too grisly for public consumption. But in altering it, the paper violated a basic journalistic principle. Are you kidding me? How many of these guys are violating basic journalistic principles every day? You gotta be kidding with that one.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
You're kidding me. These guys are violating basic journalistic principles every day. You see more and more opinion and comment in all of these stories. You don't see the who, what, where, when, and why and all that stuff until you're buried like halfway through the article. They start everything out with an editorial practically, or they start everything out with some kind of a pitch to sensationalize, but they're not giving me any information. Most of the news, and I've had this particular problem over the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, quite frankly, the news that we get off the wire or off of the internet or wherever we're getting it is it's worthless. It's just absolutely worthless. It doesn't tell me anything. It's generally we're getting news stories that are not news at all. We're getting, you know, fooled by the headlines written specifically to draw you in so that you'll linger over some jackball story having nothing to do with anything. You remember that one headline, Bud? What was that?
Yeah, it said something about a guy's head got blown off or something, and it turned out it was like a doll.
What?
What is that?
Yeah, well, I forget.
Well, that's all I was doing. So, like, a guy got blown up, then it turns out it was like a rubber doll.
Yeah, it was a blow-up sex dummy.
Was that the story I was asking about?
I don't know.
Well, what is that?
Well, it seems like there's always a story like that.
Yeah, they're just saying that man blows up, and it turns out he was... If he's having... I don't know anything about it. If he's having sex with the what?
Yeah, with a rubber dummy.
With a rubber dummy. What are you looking at, Phil?
Well, I'm wondering what you people are talking about.
You asked about...
I know what I asked about. About the phony baloney reporting. And I seem to remember a story that was a huge thing.
Well, you know, like the old house burnt, you know, blown off the foundation, okay? and then it's like an outhouse or something.
Well, I still don't think that's a story. Did that actually happen?
It probably did, yeah.
Yeah, it probably did.
Well, no, it probably did isn't the same thing. House blown off of its foundation, it was an outhouse.
Yeah, you can probably, I mean, I seem to remember that.
I remember one like that.
No, you don't. But, I mean, that is an example of, that. Talk about sensationalizing, wow.
That is very glaring. If a house is blown off of a foundation, well, you're thinking, my God, that's where someone lives. There are children, there's a family there. But if an outhouse is blown off of a foundation, it almost, and God forgive me for what I'm about to say, it's almost amusing. I'm not saying that it is, but it's almost, because you can imagine a man sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, and then getting blown up.
Yes, and he's being blown to bits.
And that's funny.
No, it's not funny, Phil. I'm trying to...
You guys are using all the wrong analogies here. Just never mind, okay? I want to get back to this, because this is something that really bugs me. Violating journalistic... And look it. All we're talking about here is an industry that provides the public with the facts and figures on stuff that's happening out there in the world beyond where we are. So we're here, and the folks that are listening to me are where they are, and there's other stuff happening elsewhere. And so we have this thing called the news business, the news services. We have newspapers, we have websites, we have broadcasts that lets us know of what's happening out there in the world. These people, as you, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. These people make the decision. Aha, now what shall we tell them about? And of course, the more paranoid among us say, oh, well, it's all being manipulated for a certain reason. Of course it's being manipulated for a certain reason, but the obvious reason seems to escape people. Everybody wants to think it's about, you know, the some cabal controlling the information. People are talking about false flag and this. Now, let me tell you what it's manipulated by, folks. It's the simplest thing in the world, and nobody wants to just face the fact. It's manipulated by how good is business. And what do we got to do to beat the guy across the street? What do we need to put in our newspaper that's going to sell more newspapers than that guy? It's as simple as that. And it's the same thing with broadcast, and it's the same thing with cable, it's the same thing with internet. What's going to get more eyeballs on what we're doing than other people?
Yeah, it's like when if the lady has a boob job, they're going to get more eyeballs.
Exactly.
What has that got to do with anything?
Why'd you say that?
Well, I mean, it is about it. You said eyeball.
Now, when you talk about eyeballs, you're talking about people looking, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to get more eyeballs?
A boob job.
Okay. Yeah, boob job.
You know something? Both of you guys should start all over again. I don't know what they do with the two of you, and I'm not saying that you should be... I mean, you should be on this planet, but you two, the versions of you that are you, need to be eradicated.
What's that mean?
I mean, both of you ought to be thrown right down a hole.
God, Margaret.
Well, I'm getting sick of it.
I think I know what you guys are saying. Eyeballs, and that means whatever it takes. So a woman gets a boob job, and she's got fake boobs, but hey, it gets a lot of people looking at her.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you can say that the newspaper business is the same thing. The newspaper business is the same thing. Whatever's going to get people... And everybody wants to make it all about, ooh, you know, it's nefarious, and it's the Jews, and the this, and the... Oh, for God's sake, people. It's right in front of your noses, man. It's called the media revolution. It is trying to stay in business with the technology turning over. It's just good old-fashioned free enterprise and the competition therein, and it's beating the crap out of some people, and other guys are getting rich. That's it. In a nutshell. So these guys decide they're going to doctor up a photograph. And so they cover up this gory wound on this woman's leg. And it was a very widely circulated photograph, but these guys weren't sure whether they should show it or not. And they went ahead and they did. And in covering, they went ahead and they covered it up, I should say. And in doing so, they violated these basic journalistic principles. Editing should maintain the integrity of the photographic image's content and context according to the ethics code for the National Press Photographer Association, a professional society. Do not manipulate images in any way that can mislead viewers or misrepresent the subject. Several news insiders told Capital the decision to alter the photo came straight from the top of the masthead. That doesn't surprise me at all. You got more amateurs now running things than ever before. You got more frightened, scared news editors, managers, programmers, you name it, people that are the middlemen and you know, the upper middlemen, these guys have forgotten what they do for a living. All they're worried about is going home to mama, you know. Photographers and editors are so embarrassed and saddened by this, said one source. Reached for comment this morning, a news spokesperson would only say the Daily News does not comment on its editorial decision-making. A spokesman for the Globe also declined to comment. Ta-da!
There is the pressure cooker bomb that you're talking about.
Right, and I still don't know, understand how they were able to... This was a huge bomb. How is it that this thing exploded and this backpack is still in relatively one piece? Or am I just looking at something sort of...
I think the bomb went off and all of that's just kind of packed around the metal.
Joe Andruzzi and Matt Chatham raced into the chaos to help in whatever way they could. I also heard that term used, they raced toward the chaos. This is a part of a Marine Corps commercial that is on right now. Wherever there is trouble, Marines race to the sounds of chaos. And now all of a sudden everybody's picking up on that line and they're using it in the reporting of this. Everyone's racing to the chaos.
Well, how do you know they got it from the commercial?
Because the commercial is out there and it's running and now everyone's using the line, that's all. All right, enough about that. I just thought I would mention something, and don't be surprised if they, in the days to come, pictures of the bomb, pictures of this bag, pictures of where a guy might have been standing with the bag and the bomb, don't be surprised if it's all a load. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. A backstage pass gets you each day, along with 5,000 hours of audio and video and everything. It gets you every day now the brand-new Classic Phil podcast. We will deliver to you a podcast from our classic archives. That's just a part, just one part of the amazing things you get with your backstage pass. PhilHendryShow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
With us, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Okay. Now, I've played your theme music for you.
Can you hold on for a minute?
That's awfully loud, bud.
Got to hear the citizens police.
That's great, and I think it's awfully loud. On the line with us is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we welcome you, Jay. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Phil, and again, I simply was attempting to have as much of that theme music as the old Highway Patrol. Hold on for a minute. Roger, Philippine. We had an incident here last week where the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which we have used the Highway Patrol theme, we had got reports from, as you know, Oregon and Beaver Brigade, which is my brother Ray Santos, that they had used that, and we told them they were not allowed to. So,
well, what do you guys have some rights to that?
We don't have any rights technically to it, but we use it, and when my own brother starts to go on local radio in Oregon and is using that for the Beaver Brigade, we did have some concern, and we did communicate that with him at that time.
All right. Well, congratulations. What we want to talk about here, though, is your contention. You are agreeing with Alex Jones, the radio host, that this is a false flag operation?
That is my contention. I don't want, and I understand, Phil, that there is... there's an awful lot of serious news here to be taken into consideration with the Boston Marathon. I don't want to get into any of that. As a matter of fact, I'm not even saying I want to talk specifically about Boston. But I do want to talk about something that I think needs to be talked about, and that is that the government is in a very good place indeed, to create false flag operation. If you don't want to talk about Boston, we can certainly talk about a Texas fertilizer. If you don't want to talk about a Texas fertilizer, we can certainly talk about anything that has blown up in the last however many months. But the government is in a great – think about it. Just think about it for a minute. The government of the United States can go anywhere it wants to go and create an event or stage an event which is going to distract and is going to defray and diffuse attention away from where it ought to be. Now, if you have a false flag operation...
Well, hold on. So what's the point of a false flag operation?
Well, the point of a false flag operation is simply to divert public attention to the point where the government can then create more control until our freedoms is taken away from us.
All right, now I want to ask you a question, because I've heard this before.
Hold on for a minute, Mr. Cerny. I wanted to get this out. Alex Jones, who is the radio host, who is one of the prominent proponents of this, when he's on his radio program, he is able to express his opinion about a false flag. And as you know, he doesn't have another host there who's interrupting him and telling him, well, you know, he gets to talk about it.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Sanders, you're a guest.
No, I understand that. Yeah,
and because you're a guest, you're going to have to sort of stop and answer some. I wish that it, you know, for you know, I'm sure someday, maybe if you want to get your own radio show.
No, I won't do that. But I think I want everyone to notice that while I'm trying to talk about you're, you know, sort of taking me off the point.
Well, I'm not doing it because I work for the government. Okay.
No, I know that, Mr. Henry, but you may have. I mean, I don't want to see you drink the Kool-Aid, but, you know.
You know, this is the thing, excuse me for saying this, but this is the thing with conspiracy people. If you don't agree with them, you have, you've imbibed with the Kool-Aid, you don't get it. You know, there's a million and one ways for you guys to look at anyone that doesn't agree with you and say, well, here's where you're wrong. But you guys do very little self-scrutiny or any introspection and ask yourselves, are you really on the right track here? Or are you guys just being paranoid? Or in the case of Mr. Jones, am I doing the right thing here as I knowingly manipulate public opinion so I can make money?
Okay. See, I think that's very cool. You know,
it's what?
It's dirty pool.
Dirty pool. It's dirty pool.
Yeah, I think what you're saying about Mr. Jones is wrong. You're saying, in other words, he's lying?
I'm saying that Alex Jones can't possibly be that stupid. I'm sorry. And I believe he's saying this because he knows he's got a lot of people listening who will buy lots of books, lots of tapes, lots of discs, lots of stuff, and make him rich. And
all right, so you basically call me stupid because...
I don't mean to say that, sir, but if you're buying into the idea that this is a false flag operation...
Why are you, Mr. Henry, hold on, I'm in the front line of law enforcement. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, see, you're just the kind of guy, man. You're not a real cop. You know...
Here we go again with that.
Here we go again. You're not a real cop.
I am a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's fine. I'm a member of the Phil Henry Auxiliary Police. What does that do?
I've never heard of you.
Well, a lot of people have never heard of you guys.
It doesn't matter. We are out saving lives. Are you out saving lives?
No, sir. I'm not out saving lives. I'm not gonna knock what you do, Jay, but no police force in the state of California or anywhere else recognizes you as a legitimate law enforcement agency.
All right, but the fact is, we are not involved in those kind of politics. I'm about just getting a job done. All right, and if that means that I got some other guy with a tin badge and a donut problem... And he wants to sit in his black and white. Well, I'm out rolling. I'm rolling on it, see? He wants to sit in his black and white.
You're rolling on what, man? Here you go with this donut thing. Jay, let's get off of that for just a second, okay? All right, you're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you believe that what Alex Jones is saying is true. Let me ask you something. Where is your proof? Hold on. Not proof. Where's your evidence?
You're talking... All right, so we're talking about, we're talking about oranges and apples.
No. I'm talking about oranges and apples. Are we not talking about the false flag of Boston?
Well, we're talking about false flag operation.
All right, well, if you're saying false flag, let's talk about it. Are you saying that that's a false flag operation?
I'm saying that I don't want to talk about Boston, okay? I'm just saying in general.
All right, well, in general, don't you think you should have evidence?
There is evidence. The evidence is that if we are distracted, they get to make another law that takes, that strips away our rights.
That's not evidence of anything. That's your opinion of something that may or may not happen as the result of this. You have created, you call evidence your paranoia.
Well, okay, Mr. Henry, you gotta hold on. Now,
all right, we gotta take a break, okay?
You gotta take a break.
Yes, sir.
All right, right when I'm about to make my point, you gotta take a break. You're saying I'm paranoid? I'm paranoid?
What?
I said, I want to see,
Phil,
I can't even get to say, see, I can't say what I want to say.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I don't want to get into any specifics. I just, and I agree with you on that one, Jay, but we're talking about so-called false flag operations. And that's when, something is instigated. This is in the minds of people that believe in these kinds of things. When the government instigates something in order to keep the public preoccupied from their more nefarious activity, which is to strip our rights away.
If I could just...
Go ahead.
You're saying, and this is in the minds of people. In other words, I'm watching your Phil television, how you call it, and I know you're talking about me, and I know that you're saying that I'm a freak and a freak of nature.
No, sir, I haven't used that.
You're saying, and in the minds of, because my wife is here and my son is here, and they're watching on the Phil TV. And I just want you to know that when you go, we're talking about... individuals who are in the mind, my wife kind of looked at me, my son looks at me like I'm some kind of a freak.
Well, I don't mean to call you a freak, sir. I think, though, that what you're saying about false flag operations is there's no evidence at all. It's all based on opinion that is primarily of a paranoid, has no basis in anything other than the paranoid political views of the individuals involved, and God knows why that started.
Well, now that I'm in front of my wife and my son are here, and they're looking at me on the Phil TV as I talk, and they hear you call me a freak on wheels.
I didn't call you that.
You can call me a freak. Well, no, I know.
I didn't call you a freak on wheels.
Is that a freak on a wheel?
Yes, a freak on a wheel.
What do you mean a freak on a wheel?
Did you call me a freak on wheel?
Freak a wheel.
What are you talking? What is it?
Did you call me a freak-a-wheel?
A freak-a-wheel?
No. Dude.
He's saying freak-on-wheel.
No, I'm saying freak-a-wheel.
Freak-on-wheels.
Plural, two wheels?
I think so. God. Am I a freak on a unicycle? No.
A freak on a unicycle?
No, you're telling me I said freak on a wheel. And that would mean a unicycle. And that would make me a freak. That make me some kind of a gay freak. I don't know. It's very gay. And all I'm trying to say...
I didn't call you a freak on anything. I didn't call you a freak. I said that, this stuff's in your mind.
Okay, what is your evidence of that?
My evidence of that is your lack of evidence. When you guys say that this is a false flag, okay, fine. Where's your evidence? And what do I mean by evidence? I want to see documents other than what Alex Jones got from another nut, who got it from another nut, from another guy that dummied it up. I want to see actual, real testimony... And I want to see an investigation that is objective, and I want to see it, and I want to see it now, and I don't want to hear a lot of horse dung. And you guys always come up with more reasons why stuff isn't, the government's hiding. I'm telling you, it's a very easy thing to say when you don't get your way, and you don't get your point of view heard, and you don't get to say what you want to say. It's very easy to say, well, the government's hiding things. The biggest shock in the world is going to happen when you guys find out there's no little green men, there was no inside job at 9/11, that there's real evil in the world, and it comes from really evil people, and evil people do stuff even to a great country like America, and America doesn't control everything. We don't control the weather, and we don't control everything that happens, and we really are up for grabs, and our asses are on the line, and sometimes we get killed, and we can lose this country. You guys think that it's all set. It's all set, and America's going to be here till the end of time, and all we're doing is playing a game like God. And in a lot of ways, I think that's what's happening. The world of the paranoids, like you, Jay, think that America is like this big god controlling everything all over the world.
You have made me one piece of evidence that's not happening.
It's not my job, man. That's your job.
Why? It's my job to do what? I said that the government is a false flag operations.
Right. So I'm telling you, what's your proof?
What's your proof?
No. That's not how it works, my man.
No, excuse me. What's your proof? Yes, it does.
No, it does not. I'm not making the charges. You're bringing the charges here. Just like in our own court of law, the burden of proof is on those prosecuting. The individual who's defending doesn't have to say anything. That's why the stupid... That's where your whole thing falls apart, man. You guys are constantly asking the very individuals that you're attacking to prove themselves, when in point of fact, you can't prove it.
I'll tell you, I'll prove it right now, that every time there's a violent terror attack or anything, the rights get taken away.
What rights have been taken away from us?
Are you kidding me or something, Mr. Henry? You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. What rights have been taken away from us?
What about the right to bear arms? More and more people...
Jay, where is the...
Excuse me, I don't want to debate two people, if you don't mind. I'd like to just debate one, okay?
All right, tell you what, Vernon Dozier is on the line.
Oh, thank God, Vernon. Thank God for Vernon Dozier.
Okay, well, you know him?
Yes, I do know him, and he is a man of impeccable credential.
Vernon Dozier joins us from Belmar Academy in Glendale. You're not at Belmar, but you're at home, right, Vernon?
Yes, I am right now, and I'm listening with my jaws. I'm wide-eyed. My jaw is wide open. I almost said to my wife, I said, I might as well undo my fly and have that hanging open so that everything on me is wide open, because what I'm listening to, Mr. Henry, and I understand that Mr. Sanders is not the easiest. By the way, my name is Sanders. I apologize, Mr. Santos. It's not the easiest man to understand, but Phil, our country right now, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm trying to make him understand. Well, I'll handle it, Jay. Just hold on for a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you don't recognize that our government is in a position to create a mental image that, you know, there's terror and there's this horror all around? And then they can get us to vote away our rights, or we don't even vote. The people in Washington vote on it.
That's right, on a constitution.
No, they're not voting on a cut. Jay, just if you don't mind, would you let me do this?
All right, Jay, I'll talk to Vernon for just a second.
Well, it's fine, but I mean, you know, it's my ball game too.
I understand it is, yes, sir. But I just so Phil,
you haven't brought up any proof either.
What do you mean I haven't brought up any proof either? I'm telling you that the government of the United States of America... Are you telling me that the government right now doesn't have some kind of viewing device? Do you know we have CCTV cameras? You know that, don't you?
That's right, Mr. Chairman. There's a CCTV at the street corner.
Right. You know that.
CCTV? You mean the security cameras out in malls and things like that?
Exactly.
Sure, we've got those.
Okay. So you know that we have those. And you're telling me, even though you know that when you go home, you don't suspect that they've got a camera in probably some of the most vulnerable places. And I think if you think about it,
talk about it, you know, in the bathroom.
Could you again, Jay, I would ask you to just let me do this, if you don't mind, because I'm the one that chaired the meeting. Do you agree with that, Mr. Henry?
Do I agree with what? That because they have traffic cameras and security cameras in malls, they have a camera in my house?
Absolutely. Would it surprise you, sir? Would it surprise you if I told you? You want proof? I'll give you proof. I pulled from the inside rim of my toilet off the master bedroom. From the inside rim, I pulled a small surveillance camera, not a still photography camera, this is a small surveillance video tracking camera from the inside rim of the toilet, pointed straight up through the rim. Now, before you start thinking that this was the work of some kind of a sexual deviant, let me tell you that conversations are had in bathrooms. If there's been one conversation had in a bathroom involving national security, there have been a million. That's why you often hear of them going into a bathroom and turning up the water or flushing the toilet, you know.
Well, then it wouldn't make any sense to put the camera in the toilet.
you know, you don't understand. Is there any, they got to put in a place that's concealed. I got it, Jay. Let me do it, okay? They got to put it in a place that's concealed. Yes, that's exactly right. They have to put it in a place that's concealable. So before you start thinking, and your audience, you guys start getting your cookies over the fact that someone put a camera in my toilet, sticking aimed right up to where you'd be sitting. Let me remind you that there are conversations.
Why is someone putting a camera in your bathroom?
Because I'm on your radio program. I chaired a meeting of the National Third Wheel Association. We are a part of the Alex Jones. We're part of the larger Alex Jones infrastructure. And Mr. Santos was at that meeting.
That's right.
It was last Friday night over over at McGuire's. All right. Well, you didn't have to tell. We had it at a local tavern, and I chaired that meeting. So why do they have a camera in my toilet? Why do you think?
And you don't think that there was any, because I know you're married to a much younger woman.
Don't you dare bring my wife into this.
All right, I'm not. But the fact is, you don't think there was someone in your house, like a workman or someone else, trying to invade the privacy of your family.
A workman? See, this is where you're just confused.
Boy, Mr. Jenner, you are really way off the beaten path here, mister. You know,
you guys in the media get so confused by things.
No, I think what I'm asking is a far more logical question. Okay?
A logical question. Look, because my wife happens to be gorgeous doesn't mean that plumbers or electricians are going to come in here and plant a camera to see her nude inside of a toilet. That just doesn't make any sense.
But what does make sense is that they put a toilet cam in your house to track your movements because you chaired a meeting of the Third Wheel Association.
That's right, yeah. What do you think is more likely? That they're going to want to know what I'm doing and have a camera in my toilet because I'm going to have conversations in the bathroom? What do you think? Or that a guy who is going to come in and put, you know, you do it. Mr. Henry, you have frustrated this conversation.
No. You guys, you know what? Hold on.
I don't understand. I think they're making sense, but I also want to understand your point.
You think they're making sense?
Yeah, if they put a toilet cam.
They just basically just waved the white flag of surrender when that guy Dozier said he had a toilet camera.
Well, he found it, Phil.
I know he found it. It doesn't mean the government put it there. It could have been some weird ass that works for him. It could have been anything, you know.
Well, what do you think his wife did? I bet you, yeah, sure, his wife put a toilet camera there so she could look at his butt.
She already can see, well.
I didn't say his wife put it there. His wife is 30 years younger. I'm telling you right now, it's the things in life that are inexplicable that create a vacuum of information. There's a vacuum where we want to fill it with information. And I've heard this said. It's very true. When there are no answers, a vacuum is created. And we want to readily fill that vacuum with anything. And it's like, it's almost as if you're trying to keep a river from rising, and you're just throwing anything into a levee, no matter how flimsy, you know. That's what we do with the lack of information. We just throw all kinds of bull crap in there. Everything from the government's put a camera in my toilet.
I don't think it's fair for you to laugh.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away, which I'm sure you won't. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You gotta let me do it. I'll let you do it, but I get to say something. Yeah, but every time you say something, Santos, you come out, you sound like such a jackass.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know about that.
All right, welcome back here. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Last few minutes here with Vernon Dozier and Jay Santos. Mr. Dozier is a teacher of, he's one of the health and fitness teachers. He's a varsity football coach as well as a member of the board at Belmar Academy. And we have with us Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Vernon, you were making the point, and I know I said to you guys, and I stand by this, that those of you who are in these organizations that believe the government creates false flags, false flag operations, I frankly believe that you're not engaged in honest research, okay?
Well, yeah, I heard you talking to Mr. Northgraf about the so-called empirical formula, and you're telling me that I've got to prove myself wrong. What kind of sense does that make for me to prove myself wrong?
I'm just saying that if you have a theory, the first thing you should do in the empirical formula is to disprove your own theory. That's what a scientist would tell you.
Well, I can tell you, for me to disprove my own theory, that's impossible. Because if you look at the false flag, the nature of the false flag operation, which is to cause me to be confused, all right, and Mr. Santos... And I've known Jay Santos for 6 or 7 years, and I know he's a man of high caliber and good quality.
Thank you.
But I also know Jay to be a guy that's confused. You're easily confused, I think, by a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of times I am. Yeah.
All right, and so I'd say, what a hopeless. Of course we're confused. We've been confused by the government. So you telling me? You know, how can I ever prove myself wrong if I've been confused? I'm trying to find my way out of my confusion and attack the very thing that's confused. Let me give you the Janet Jackson. Did you get my materials on Janet Jackson, Mr. Hendry?
Did we get?
Yeah, I got it on an email.
That's exactly right. I sent it on the email. Did you get that?
I think Bud's reviewing it.
All right. Well, when he reviews it, Janet Jackson appeared on an Oprah Winfrey program here not too long ago, and then was also in a press conference. Now, both times, I wrote it off as a coincidence. She glanced to her right. She glanced to her right on both occasions, on the Oprah Winfrey show or on a press conference that she was on. Mr. Santos, you...
I don't remember what the press conference was about, but I know you being.
Both times in the glance... her eyes locked with mine. Now, I understand I'm watching on television. I understand that. But how often is it going to... How likely is it that two separate broadcasts from two completely different venues, one in color, the other in black and white, one, I think, was on the Oprah Winfrey show, and the other was in... I swear to God, I think it was Africa or Russia. She was a long way away. And both times, her eyes met mine. When she returned to the United States and I contacted the Secretary of State, I said that I would like access, if I could, to the travel plans of Ms. Jackson. They asked me what my name was. I said it was Vernon Dozier. They said they'd get back to me. I always love that. Well, guess what? They got back to me within 2 days. They said, no, you may not.
Yeah, see, that was to me.
Yeah. Now,
And what is that significant of?
What is it significant of? They said, what's your name? I said, Vernon Dozier. And you could almost hear on the other end of the phone, very quick, and I know you've heard it, Jay, that intake of breath.
Exactly right, Mr. Henry. Well, a lot of time you hear the intake. You'll go, you know, like that.
Well, it doesn't sound that stupid, but...
What do you mean stupid? I mean, that's what I heard.
Well, I heard on the other end, she goes, what's your name? I said, Vernon Dozier. She goes, Like you know.
Well, that sounded like an orgasm or something like that.
God, are you vile? An orgasm? I apologize, Mr. Hendry.
All right, we had about enough of this conversation.
Are you listening to me or not?
I'm listening to you, and nothing either you or Mr. Santos is saying.
I told you that when I said I'd like access to Janet Jackson's travel records, and...
What made you think that you would get access to another private citizen's travel records?
Because I had said to the woman that on two separate occasions on television, her eyes locked into mine.
You see, Mr. Anna, you want proof. You always talk about proof. There is some evidence right there that Janet Jackson knows that that Dozier was tracking the movements.
Yeah, uh-huh. What for?
What for what?
You were tracking Janet Jackson's movements?
I was watching her on TV. I didn't do it. Yeah, I mean, why don't you let me do it?
I was just trying to help.
Why don't you let me do it? I was looking at her on TV. What do you want to know?
You know what I want to know? I want to know if either one of you guys has ever had a Rorschach test.
The what?
That.
A Rorschach test is when they put an ink blot.
Oh, the ink blot. Okay, so you think I'm cuckoo. That's all I needed to hear, Henry. You are now officially a government operative, okay?
Because I asked you...
Have I ever had an ink blot test? That means am I nuts? You're asking me, have I ever had my head shrunk by an army doctor? And the answer, okay, is yes. And I'm being honest about it. Have you?
I've had my head shrunk.
No, by an army doctor.
No.
Yeah, I have. Clean bill of health. What about you, Sanders? My name is Jay Sanders. I don't give a... Have you had your head shrunk by an army doctor? I have had. I don't know what you mean by that. Have you been to a psychiatrist who works for the United States government? I would have to say that I
Have you?
No, I have not. You see what I'm saying? Both of you guys are absolutely out of the loop. You got no idea. I have been to the finest psychiatric hospitals run by the... And I guess now you see what you're doing? Oh, he's crazy. No, I'm not. I got... The Army said I'm fine. At least that's what they told me. Unless they told my wife something else, and they were talking to her for about a half an hour.
Phil Hendry.